Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, this Somali fraud story out of Minnesota is just absolutely insane. The more that we hear about it, billions of dollars in fraud at the hands of these Somali populations in Minnesota. President Trump ending the temporary protected status of Somali migrants. But I saw a report, I don't know if it was a Daily Wire story or something, and the question was thrown out, why did Tim Walz, the former Democrat vice presidential candidate, the governor of Minnesota, why did he just turn a blind eye to this? Apparently, state employees in Minnesota were raising red flags, were saying, hey, wait a minute, we got a big problem here. And Tim Walz didn't do squat about it. I saw one report where these state workers were warning the DNC, don't make this guy the candidate. This is a train wreck here in Minnesota. And, of course, they made him the candidate anyway. But we all know the reason why Tim Walz turned a blind eye, because the Somali community carries so much political power and weight in Minnesota, in Minneapolis area in particular, and he wanted power. He wanted to take power. He wanted to hold power. And, of course, he ended up being the Democrats' vice presidential candidate. And so he deliberately turned a blind eye to all of the fraud coming from the Somali community. A lot of that money then, you know, being immediately redirected to the Al-Shabaab terrorists over in Somalia. These people slaughter innocent men, women, and children. They'll go into shopping malls and just start shooting the entire place up. And that's where your money was going. And then Minnesota taxpayers on top of that, even more of your state taxpayer dollars going to these Al-Shabaab terrorists as well. I mean, but why did he turn a blind eye to it? For political power. It's absolutely disgusting. Let's see. I've got a report here from Mike Tobin. Where, you know, red flags, with all of these red flags that were brought up. Maybe I'll get to that later in the hour, but no need to get to the recorded report, because we'll have a live report here any minute now. Here in just a couple of minutes, we've got Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio, who's going to be with us giving us a live report. So we'll talk more about the Somali a migrant fraud story. Steven Bozeman just sent me an email. He says, good morning, Aaron. This might be of interest to your listeners. Free beer, ice, and a middle finger to the woke mob. Idaho bar sparks national firestorm. Yeah, I briefly mentioned this on the show yesterday, but Steve, you're right. Especially here in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, as folks are driving to work, driving kids to school, you name it, shoveling snow, whatever you're doing right now. Yeah, this is a great one. So it's the Old State Saloon in, I think it's Eagle, Idaho, if I remember correctly. Anyone who helps ICE identify and ultimately deport an illegal from Idaho gets free beer for 1 month at the Old State Saloon. There you go. You're as cold as ice, right? Very good. You're going to get a cold one for 1 month. But here's the deal. If you help deport multiple illegal aliens, they will give you multiple months of free cold ones for helping ICE.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With overcast skies and some periods of light snow and some mixed precipitation around the area today. Accumulations from a coating to around an inch as highs stay in the mid-upper 30s. For tonight, with some snow showers, a coating around an inch for amounts, with temperatures falling off in the upper teens. Cloudy early Wednesday, followed by some sun with highs in the lower 30s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
President Trump shared a post on Truth Social by Butte's Rob O'Neill, the Navy SEAL who killed the terror mastermind Osama bin Laden. We talked about that and more on Monday's Montana Talks. What are we going to talk about on Tuesday? Well, why don't you tell us? Because we'll have the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can always message us on the Montana Talks app. But yeah, Tuesday's Montana Talks, your phone calls and maybe the Joker too.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'm just looking at the snow outside my window, and I'm thinking of those liberals in Big Sky. Who's going to shovel our snow for us if we deport the illegal aliens? So much to talk about here on this Tuesday morning. Let's jump right into it, though. We've got Jeff Manasso already with us on the phone lines, Fox News Radio. He is based out of Chicago. He is covering this massive Somali fraud story out of Minnesota. Jeff, thanks for being with us. What's the latest on this one? My goodness, I got into the wrong line of work. I could have started a Somali charity. I wouldn't have to go shovel my own snow later this morning.
You'd have all sorts of luxury vehicles. You'd have luxury homes in and around the Twin Cities. You'd have even more luxury homes in other countries. These are the allegations. In a billion, actually $1.7 billion fraud scheme in the state, for which Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is catching a lot of heat. Hundreds of Minnesota state employees are now blaming the Democratic governor directly for massive fraud in Minnesota and of failing to act on widespread fraud warnings, as the Department of Justice also announced a 78-person was charged as part of a billion-dollar scheme to bilk taxpayers for social services that were never delivered. We're talking Medicare, Medicaid, feeding our children, and other social service programs for which the money went in and the money never went out toward the people who needed it, that it was supposed to go to. According to these allegations. And Walz only telling NBC's Meet the Press Sunday that Minnesota is a generous state, a prosperous state, a well-run state, but that attracts criminals. And those people are going to jail, and we're doing everything we can, according to Tim Walz. The state whistleblowers also say the governor retaliated against them and even allowed state agencies to disregard audit findings of fraud and guidance to stop it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw Tim Walz was on Meet the Press, like you just referenced, and he was trying to basically take credit for these federal cases. He was saying, well, I'm responsible for putting people in jail. He didn't put people in jail. It's the feds that are going after these. And then he tried to downplay the Somali connection here, even though 71 of the 75 people that were charged are of East African descent. And so clearly, he is still bowing down to the political strength of the Somali community in Minneapolis, it seems like. Yeah, there's a lot of these whistleblowers. That's really the other big story here, is that state employees apparently were blowing the whistle years ago on what was going on under Walz.
Yeah, and Minnesota's fraud scandal prompted the president last month to announce on Truth Social that he was going to be terminating the temporary protected status for Somalis in Minnesota, citing fraudulent money laundering activity. Meantime, the latest is that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on X has also announced that the Treasury Department is investigating allegations that hardworking Minnesotans' tax dollars may have been diverted to the terrorist organization Al-Shabaab. Bessent's post comes after a report from the City Journal in Minnesota, after it revealed that federal counterterrorism sources confirmed to the outlet that millions of dollars in stolen funds have been sent back to Somalia by Somalian community in Minnesota. The funds reported to be landing in the hands of the terror group Al-Shabaab. The federal counterterrorism sources confirm that the largest funder of this terror group, Al-Shabaab, is the Minnesota taxpayer.
It's so crazy. And then I saw President Trump reposted something on Truth Social from Amy Meck. And I'm not familiar with who Amy is, but she calls it the Somali state of Minnesota. 130,000 new arrivals last year, tens of thousands from Somalia, Ethiopia, Mexico, et cetera. But just a shocking abuse of our federal taxpayer dollars. Although I say shocking, and it's like we've gotten so used to being scammed and ripped off as the American taxpayer by people that aren't even Americans that I don't know what would shock people anymore, what would surprise people anymore. We're getting so used to this type of craziness.
I think you're right, but I still think it is shocking when you think about the numbers that the alleged fraud numbers And even the numbers in terms of convictions, we're seeing that money just pour in. It was supposed to be for people who really needed it, but taken from people who didn't. And, you know, people who were allowed into this country and given, you know, all the things that most people would love to have, and that's the freedom, and that's to be here in America, and the fact that it's being abused is shocking to many, but maybe not to all.
All right, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio, thanks for your coverage. Thanks for joining us. Always appreciate what you do.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right, yeah, appreciate your time. Yeah, one of the best Fox News Radio reporters out there. That's why I always enjoy having him on the program. Yeah, I said this a few years ago, and in fact, it led to a great conversation with a friend in Lewistown once. And yeah, obviously we get it. This is not free stuff. Somebody has to pay for this stuff. You're going to work today. We're going to work today to pay for somebody else to scam the system. That's what ticks us all off so much here, right? But I said this on the radio a few years ago when this whole invasion of our country really kicked into high gear under the Joe Biden, John Tester regime. I said, how many of these people are coming to this country because they want to be free? And how many people are now, because that's what it used to be. It used to be that people would immigrate into America because they wanted to be free. And I've met so many great legal immigrants across Montana who did that very thing. They came here because they want to be free. Instead, over the last few years, we've brought in just the bulk of these people who just want to get something for free instead of to simply be free. Anyway, it's, yeah. All right, quick break. Back after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. We'll know soon if a special election in Tennessee is truly a referendum on country music, pedal taverns, and bachelorettes. Democrat Afton Benn is trying to tip the scales in favor of her party in a district which President Trump carried by 20 points, and former GOP Representative Mark Green won by a similar percentage last fall. Benn faces Republican Matt Van Epps. It's a red district, but political observers are watching the race to gauge potential weakness by President Trump and a softness in the Trump coalition. It was Ben who proclaimed that she abhorred Nashville several years ago. Quote, I hate the bachelorettes. I hate the pedal taverns. I hate country music. I hate all the things that make Nashville apparently an it city, complained Ben. A Ben victory may signal major problems for Republicans and President Trump heading into the midterms. Republicans believe Ben is just a bad fit for Nashville. And if Ben wins, Democrats will describe this as the second Music City miracle. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
The Trump administration says it expects to announce a new farm aid package for U.S. farmers and a deal on Chinese soybean purchases within the next 2 weeks. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins offered no specifics, but Reuters notes the administration has been signaling help for farmers struggling with low crop prices and trade tensions for months. However, AgWeb's monthly monitor shows economists are split on the value of more trade aid. They agree on 2 points. Agriculture has grown too dependent on ad hoc payments that distort land values and business decisions, and any new aid will likely keep fertilizer prices elevated along with other input costs. In other news, USDA has announced it has launched the new unified New World Screwworm website, providing comprehensive data for the public and stakeholders on the New World Screwworm prevention and detection efforts. USDA Undersecretary Dudley Hoskins.
We had previously had a resource up on the APHIS website, so this isn't a totally new remake, but what it does is provide stakeholders, producers, state partners access to a one-stop portal where you can see not only the USDA APHIS activity and the work our partners at ARS are doing, but in addition to that, our interagency partners, which have been so critical in this effort to date.
The website is screwworm.gov. I'm Lane Nordlund. Have a great day.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
How many of you are just sick of hearing about Afghanistan. You're sick of hearing about Somalia. You're just sick and tired of it, right? You're sick of being scammed as a taxpayers. You're sick of your country being invaded. I was listening to Gutfeld's program last night. By the way, we got the phone lines open for you. If you want to call in, 406-294-0970. And Kat Timpf, who is one of the commentators on there, I thought she just kind of spoke for everybody. I don't even know what her broader point was. I can't even remember what the question was leading into the segment on Gutfeld. I just think she spoke for everybody when she's like, I'm just sick and tired of hearing about Afghanistan. I'm sick and tired of the corruption. I'm sick and tired of the waste of taxpayer dollars. By one of the other crazy things, by the way, that Sean Ryan of the Sean Ryan Show has been pointing out is that our taxpayer dollars are still being funneled to the Taliban in Afghanistan right now. And Senator Tim Sheehy has a bill that would stop that very thing. He is leading the charge on Capitol Hill to try to stop that. Basically, they're funneling it through these UN aid programs is essentially how the money then ends up in the pockets of the Taliban. That's another big story that's out there. But, let's go into the phone lines, and then I'll play the Kat Timpf soundbite here in just a second. First up, let's go to Nancy in Roundup, and then we'll get to Goose and Anaconda right after that. Go ahead and send Nancy our way there, Caden, and then we'll get to Goose in Anaconda right after that. Plus, phone lines are open for you. 406-294-0970 is the number. All right, let's see. I'm not seeing that call come through here yet. All right, here we go. Let me just play the Kat Timpf soundbite here real fast, and in the meantime.
But within 100 feet of a school zone. And there's a reason why Democrats should be nowhere near Washington, D.C., because they're always going to be raping the coffers. They're going to be ripping the money out, and they're going to be stealing it for their friends. And the thing is that their policies, we always say, oh, well, Trump's in charge now, so it's on him. They have mastered, I'll give this to them, they have mastered the ability to plant a seed and let it germinate into the future. So we're dealing with the issues that they created 10, 15 years ago. Remember Iraq, as you said, and Afghanistan and all those other words that I didn't understand? is that we're going to go fight the war on their soil so we don't have to do it here.
They won't point to the fact that there was
8-1 news contributor Tom Salute.
Okay, sorry, I should have pre-edited this one a little bit better here. All right, let me try to speed it up to the Kat Timpf part.
Why do you think there's no accountability at all? It seems, again, I keep saying, like, the Democrat Party could change overnight.
I have a theory for one of the many reasons there's no accountability, because there are, I think, many reasons. And thankfully, unfortunately, we just don't have enough time.
Yeah.
But if you look at this not in a vacuum, but my first thought was just how many decades, how many years of how many mistakes related to Afghanistan have we seen overall?
Yeah.
And who has been responsible for any of that? We don't know the names of people who mostly have been the ones to make these mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, even going back to the withdrawal, people are like, oh, it's Biden's fault. Okay, but how much was he really involved in anything?
Probably nothing.
Who was punished for any of that?
Yeah.
And then she goes on to just make the point that she's just sick and tired of hearing about Afghanistan and all those other places. I think she spoke for everybody. But her call especially about the lack of accountability of all these failures. Even the Somali fraud story. Okay, so we hear that there's some Somali folks that are now being prosecuted and may go to jail. But what about some of the folks in government who allowed this to happen? I mean, take Tim Walz, for example. If there were state employees who were calling on Tim Walz to do something about this and he refused, look, you had former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich get thrown in jail. Why shouldn't Tim Walz eventually face charges based off of this, right? Nancy in Roundup now with us on the phone lines. Nancy, thanks for calling in. What's your thoughts?
Oh, boy, what a day and what a day for news, huh? Well, just a quick response to the Somali thing, and then I have a couple of talking points about Venezuela. I think Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar, this is an indication of the end of their political careers. I can see how they're acting on the media now, and they are worried, and they should be. And as far as that Somali community, the state and the federal government is going to have to somehow find ways to split that up so that it's not as powerful as it has been allowed to become. But I want to get into Venezuela and this coup against President Trump, about the six, got him off track.
The narco boat strikes where they're saying, oh, well, if blank happened, then Trump is, then Pete Hegseth committed a war crime. Yeah, they always have the hypothetical, right? Because they never actually have their facts. They never actually got the story right. So they come up with this hypothetical attack, right, Nancy?
Right, and they're seditionists, and this is a coup against Trump, and it's not going to work. It's going to backfire. But Venezuela, remember, the Venezuelan people did not vote for this Maduro. They voted for the other candidate. Maduro stole this election, and remember this. I think Trump is playing his cards right here because remember Cuba. Cuba gets all their oil now from Venezuela. And Trump has told, given this Maduro an ultimatum, if he steps down, that's going to stop the oil flow to Cuba, which is going to put that whole island nation into darkness because Russia cut him off a few years ago, remember? And if that happens, I'll guarantee you that Cuba will send an assassin and to kill Maduro. So Maduro is in a very, he's between a rock and a hard place now. He's either getting assassination by the Cubans or he's going to step down and he's going to face charges, here by our federal government, our president here from the United States.
Well, that's interesting because, yeah, President Trump, I should have saved the audio with his actual remarks, but basically he was offering a way out. He was offering a peaceful way out for Maduro. Hey, if you need to get out of the country, we'll allow you to get out of the country so that, the real leaders can step into power, et cetera. And it'd be interesting to see if the socialist dictator, Nicolas Maduro, takes his offer and gets out of there. So many different topics covered there by Nancy. Nancy, thanks for calling in. Goose and Anaconda, I was going to get to you next, Goose, but I think we lost you on the phone line. So call back if you still got something you want to share. Give us a call right now, and I'll get right to you, 406-294-0970. That goes for anybody else as well. You can call in right now. We've got the phone lines open for you. But, yeah, so many different things from the Somali fraud story to Venezuela. What's going on in Venezuela? I've got some audio of General Jack Keane weighing in on that story. But first, let's stick with this Somali story for just a second. Jack Posobiec was on with Trace Gallagher on Fox News last night talking about how President Trump is now working to deport some of these migrants from Afghanistan, from Somalia, etc.
Walsh said this about freezing visas for Afghan and Somali migrants. Watch.
He actually delivers on what he's promising to do if, in addition to stopping migration from the third world, he begins denaturalizing foreigners who have lied their way into the country, then the lives of millions of Americans will be clearly, markedly improved in every way, and therefore millions of Americans will have a reason to vote for Republicans in next year's elections, which at the moment, they don't really have.
Jack Posobiec, do you agree with that? Do you think it's time we should freeze these visas?
Well, look, Trace, we have a situation where the blood of United States Army National Guardsmen was spilled right on the steps of the White House the day before Thanksgiving. These were volunteers. And when we see this situation where these people have been completely unvetted, they've been led into our country by Joe Biden en masse, we have no way to understand what exactly is going on, who's in the country. And this is a national security concern beyond just the level of economic and health concerns and everything else, housing, that this mass immigration problem has caused in our country. So I do agree with Matt Walsh in this. We have a national security concern, and you don't have to look any further than the steps of the White House to see this. But I'm still waiting, Trace. Yep. I'm sure as woke as Netflix is gone, they're probably going to be making a video talking about how great this migrant was and how he was mistreated.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise anybody if the woke Netflix came out with something on that front. Another Jack Posobiec soundbite that I want to share with you. Did you guys hear about the Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland, Oregon? Actually, let me get to that real fast. And then Goose, I don't even have time for that one. I'm seeing the break is coming up so fast here. Goose and Anaconda, we got about 20, 30 seconds, but then I'll come back to you after the break as well. What do you want to share first?
Oh, well, I turn on the radio, and first thing I heard about is what you're sick and tired of, and
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of, like, that Ilhan Omar. And we've been talking about getting her out of Congress for, what, 8 years now? She married her brother to even get here. And she's, everything about her is illegal. But, you know, what I'm really sick and tired of is just all the talk of all these people that need to be arrested or deported or they should be looked into or they should be investigated. And for 11 months...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Anaconda Goose, thanks for sticking with us. Yeah, what more did you want to share here this morning?
Yeah, so, I mean, if we were to ask your average Republican a year ago how many deep state arrests would you expect it or would you have wanted in the first year of this administration, I think most people would say 10, 20. You know, we're sick and tired of hearing this.
Oh, probably more than that.
Arrested this,
yeah, probably more than that.
And there's been zero. And you know, I'm just sick and tired of hearing about all these other countries. And we're never talking about America and making America better. It's always Israel, Ukraine, and now Venezuela, and now Somalia. I know there are problems, but it's just like I'm sick and tired of hearing about dual allegiance and dual citizenship in our government to other countries and other countries paying off our politicians, other foreign money coming into, you know, campaigns and donations to presidential candidates. And all this stuff needs to stop, but with no arrest and just, you know, the best we might get is someone might have to step down for treason. I mean, Adam Schiff's been committing treason for 20 years or more. Nancy Pelosi, John Brennan, you know, Victoria Nuland over to Ukraine is one of the worst. And we just don't get any accountability. And it's getting really frustrating. I mean, I'm way past the Democrats. Democrats have walked off a cliff a long time ago. They're flat out evil. They shouldn't be even a thought of running our country. But the Democrat Party's really been disappointing with just, you know, just nothing but talk about other. There's no talk about America. And there's no accountability. There's no arrests. Pam Bondi needs to probably go bye-bye. You know, Cash Patel is one of the biggest disappointments. You know, he was one of my favorite people. And it's just talk, and no do. And
well, the Minnesota case is a perfect example, right, Goose, where, okay, so 75, you know, East African descent migrant, or 71 out of 75. So some of these Somali folks who committed the fraud are being prosecuted, but Tim Walz, it's becoming apparent, allowed this fraud to happen. And so why isn't he being prosecuted here? They've got all these whistleblowers on the record, so that it sounds like they've got more than enough evidence to prosecute Tim Walz over this. But yeah, it's like the politicians get a pass. I mean, you've got some of them that are being prosecuted, that LaMonica McIver congresswoman who was fighting ICE agents outside that facility in what, New Jersey? She's being prosecuted. They're going after her. But there's a lot more that need to be on that court docket.
Yeah, I mean, we need some big ones. Like Adam Schiff is just a no-brainer. What he did to this country, you know, back in 2016, leading up, and you look into the Standard Motel and all the really heinous stuff that he is involved with that butt guy and young children, and, you know, of course, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, all the bad things she did with the Clinton Foundation, with Haiti, and selling our uranium to Russia, and I mean, there's just been some really bad stuff, and we're not even talking about them, let alone prosecuting them. You know, and it just gets tired. Like Trump says, you know, these people need to be in jail for sedition. Well, then put them in jail.
Well, look at James Comey, the FBI director. Look at New York Attorney General Letitia James. Both of them are facing indictments, but look at the way the deep state strikes back with these liberal federal judges trying to let them off the hook. I do think that they're going to appeal that, and they will continue going after that, though, yeah, despite this liberal judge trying to let Comey off the hook. Goose, great to hear from you. I know a lot of us agree. It's like, hey, more, throttle down. Okay, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. If you want to jump in on the conversation here as well, we've got the phone lines open for you. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app. Let's see. I see we got somebody. Looks like they're trying to call through right now. So, Caden, I'm not sure if you're able to snag that phone call there or not. Let's see. He might have stepped out of the out of the room there for a second. All right, let me just see if I can just I'm going to just try to grab this call here. Let's see. Hey, who we got here on the phone lines? I see somebody ringing through. Who do we got?
Hi, this is Big Jim from Okina.
Yeah.
I just want to make a statement. You know, a lot of bad news comes out of Chicago, but one of my talking about Afghanistan, though, one of my neighbors is I was a combat surgeon in Afghanistan, said a couple of times over there, but now he's an ER doctor at the University of Chicago. And what he learned as a doctor in Afghanistan, that's one of the, you know, we do have a great, there may be 50 people shot in Chicago, but only five die because we do have these well-trained trauma surgeons that have military backgrounds that know how to treat our wounded people here. In
you know, that's one of the tragic downsides of all those years of war is, you know, or one of the things that came out of it, you know, of the tragic all those years of war was the advancement in medical trauma and the ability to treat trauma. I mean, just the tourniquet alone, right? Like I've got a tourniquet in my pickup that I just have right there in the side panel because just tourniquets alone, how many lives those will save in a traumatic situation.
Well, I was talking to a dust-off pilot from Vietnam, and he said in Vietnam, if we could get if the grunts could get the tourniquet on, the medic could get the plasma started, get him in the helicopter alive, there's a good chance we're going to save his life. But it was important to get that first aid in, get the plasma going, get him in the helicopter alive, and there was a good chance that we'll get him back to save. Maybe he'll be missing something, but we'll save his life.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. Well, Big Jim, great to hear from you as always. Thanks for what you do for your fellow veterans as well. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Looking forward to being in Montana coming over Christmas. So hopefully I get a chance to meet you sometime.
Oh, man, that'd be fun. Yeah, we got to do that. That'd be great. All right. Well, keep me posted on your travel plans. I appreciate it. Big Jim, all listening all the way out there in Waukena, Illinois, if I pronounced it right. All right, Big Jim, thanks for calling in. All right. 406-294-0970 is the number. If you were trying to call in just a couple of minutes ago, give us a call right back if we missed you. Phone lines are open for you. Let's see. Next up here. So, let's see. Okay, I played that soundbite from Jack Posobiec. He was on with Trace Gallagher last night, you know, talking about President Trump's efforts to deport, you know, so many of these so-called migrants from Afghanistan and Somalia, et cetera. There was another thing that Trace Gallagher brought up on the news. Did you guys hear about this Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland, Oregon? What a train wreck. What a mess that Portland, Oregon is these days, right? Listen to this one. Listen to this Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland, where apparently the term Christmas never even came up.
Lastly, here is the tree lighting, like only Portland, Oregon can host a tree lighting, Jack.
You know, Haiti, all the oppressed people around the globe, you know, we're all here together. And so I felt like this was a perfect time to put them up there and for your guys' prayers for every single one of the Palestinians, all the oppressed peoples around the globe. And so if I could get a free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine. But not a word about Christmas.
I mean, No, it's you see, they've completely erased Christmas. You've got these commie cowards hiding their faces with these masks. But again, this is the same type of jihadism, Marxism that we see that's been imported to this country. These are foreign ideologies, and it ultimately serves to subvert what? Subvert America, subvert our values, support our way of life. Christmas is, of course, a time that all Americans can come together. So what do? They attack directly what they are after, America's bedrock values.
Well said there by Jack Posobiec. By the way, if you haven't read his book yet, definitely check out his book, Unhumans, talking about the history of Marxism and Marxism in America today. Next up on the phone lines, we got about a minute and a half to go. Matt in Billings, great to hear from you. Matt, what's going on? Okay, I'm not hearing Matt. I've got him queued up here. All right, he must have thought that he that we dropped his call or something there when he heard a little bit of silence. Okay, all right. Well, we're getting very short on time now. I think we've got a guest joining us here for the final few minutes of the hour, for the final segment of the hour. But don't worry, we'll have more open phones time coming up in both the 8 and the 9 o'clock hours of the show. Lori in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. We spend so much money on foreigners, both inside and outside our borders. Without this, how much money could be spent on reducing our debt and our crime? If we don't have to spend the time and money to get rid of illegal alien criminals, false refugees, all the benefits we pay for, etc., we would have the time and money to fight the crimes of our citizens, who we actually are responsible for. Maybe Jasmine Crockett should talk of that instead of spouting her nonsense. Sean and Shelby, we're sick of the talk of Afghans, Somalis, and illegals as a whole doing crimes, Biden's army. Why do I never hear or see charges for Mayorkas? Great question there. He wasn't pardoned during the Biden pardon frenzy was the other thing Sean added. Great question, Sean.
Fox Sports Update.
Van Gillen hits it in the return by Marcus Jones. He can fly. Still going. No flags. Touchdown, Patriots.
Monday Night Football on ABC ESPN. The Patriots' Marcus Jones returned to the Giants' first punt of the game, 94 yards for a touchdown. New England, which entered the game with a 9-game win streak, walked out with 10 in a row.
Patriots in field goal range at the moment. Here's one downfield and caught for the touchdown. Kyle Williams.
On ABC ESPN, Kyle Williams' 33-yard touchdown catch from Drake May gave the Patriots a 24-7 lead over the Giants late in the second quarter. New England added two field goals before halftime for a 30-7 lead. The Patriots went on to win 33-15. New England has won 10 games in a row, now has the best record of the entire NFL at 11-2, with a bye coming up this week. Drake May passed for 282 yards with two touchdowns, no interceptions. The Giants lost their seventh game in a row. Their record is now 2-11, third straight defeat since the team fired head coach Brian Daboll, and the first game the Giants played since they fired their defensive coordinator. Rookie quarterback Jackson Dart came back from a two-game absence from a concussion, 139 passing yards and a touchdown. Devin Singletary also had a TD run for the Giants, who benched rookie linebacker Abdul Carter for the first quarter because of a tardiness issue. Second time in 3 weeks, the third overall pick in this year's draft was disciplined with the Giants. The status of Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert for next Monday night's game against the Eagles will be determined closer to game time. Herbert had surgery yesterday on a broken bone in his non-passing hand. 5 weeks left in the regular season. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, hey, we got a great guest with us on the show lines. This was fun. I was BSing with Jim Woollyhand. What a great last name, by the way, Woollyhand, the man. God has a better plan than we do, oftentimes, and your last name is one of them. Yeah, Jim Woollyhand, the man with the plan at Habitat for Humanity in Billings. He's the executive director there. Jim, good to have you on the show.
Hey, it's great to be here this morning with you. Thanks for having me. And before we get started, I just wanted to say I really appreciate everything that you do to be a voice for Christian conservative family values, small government here in our community and across Montana. So appreciate the work that you do, the message that you get out. And, it's fun to be here and chat with you. And can't think of a better show to be on this morning.
Well, this is cool. So I was like, man, what are we talking about today? Yeah, I think today is Giving Tuesday. So if people are looking for something, Habitat for Humanity, that's a great one. Warriors in Quiet Waters, another great one, just to name a couple. But I think our friend Sherry DeSavior was chatting with you guys and said, hey, why don't we get you on the radio to talk about what Habitat for Humanity is doing? You guys have House 100 coming up soon, huh?
We do. We're going to break ground on the 100th house here. And in the springtime. So we're doing a big campaign this holiday season, raising money for it. Our goal is $100,000. We call it the $1,000 the 100 sponsors for $1,000. We're halfway there. Like I said, we're going to break ground probably early to mid-spring. And it's just going to be a big celebration event. We have a wonderful family lined up, ready to buy their own home from Habitat for Humanity, that finally be able to afford a home of their own, a warm, safe place environment for their children. And we're just really excited about it. Very thankful for all the community support that we've had around this campaign and for Habitat in general. I mean, we've been around since 1992, and we're going strong. And it's all thanks to everyone's support, prayers, and love for our mission.
I can't believe you've been there 14 years now, because I actually first met you through a friend of mine. We were both soldiers in the same unit together, and he said, hey, you got to meet my friend Jimmy Woollyhand. He just, you know, got a job with Habitat for Humanity. That was 14 years ago, heck, and look at everything you've gotten to be a part of since that time. About a minute or so to go before we unfortunately run out of time this hour of the show, but Jim, how can our listeners best help you?
Well, honestly, great question, Aaron. Appreciate that. Honestly, if it's a great time of year, if anybody's looking to make that end of year tax write-off, you know, visit our website at billingshabitat.org. There's several ways that you can give financially. Any amount, those $25, $50, $10 amounts, they add up. They're the backbone of our donation core, and we would appreciate donations. There's meals that you can make for job site crew. You can come volunteer in our ReStore. Come and shop. Many of you do at the Habitat for Humanity ReStore at 685 King Park Drive. So many different ways, and honestly, the website is the best thing to visit. But you can always call us, too, at 652-0960, and we're happy to talk to you as well.
I'll tell you what, that Habitat for Humanity ReStore is one of the best places to shop. You know, if you're looking for stuff, you know, you guys just have really cool items there. And then the money goes back into supporting Habitat for Humanity as well. Jim Woollyhand, great to have you on the show. Great catching up with you as well. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Thanks for what you do, especially during the holiday season. There is just something magical about owning your own chunk of dirt and owning your own home. And you guys are making that happen for a family here at a very important time. All right, quick break. We got phone lines open for the next 2 hours for you.
From the a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With overcast skies and some periods of light snow and some mixed precipitation around the area today. Accumulations from a coating to around an inch as highs stay in the mid-upper 30s. For tonight, with some snow showers, a coating to around an inch for amounts, with temperatures falling off in the upper teens. Cloudy early Wednesday, followed by some sun with highs in the lower 30s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Are you about to mow the lawn? It's blazing hot out here, Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry. It's all on SmokeyBear.com, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.